com.
The subject of schoolgirl fantasy. The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%. So bad, knows
what she wants to be. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier Monday happy hour. Dom, we started this topic very briefly before the break. There are protests, and they're breaking out in front of Supreme Court justices' homes. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, a woman of high regard by all parties,
not so much,
has suggested that this is entirely analogous to, you know, protesting the J6. Little capital coup. It's all the same. And why aren't we, you know, using geolocators? Why isn't the FBI going after these protesters that might, you know,
right, so the protesters
display
have,
their
have,
First
have
Amendment
the
rights
window.
At somebody's
house? I
want to
be clear, the analogy here from Marge, the people who are protesting outside of the Supreme Court justices' personal residences, their homes, have smashed the windows, gone in, crapped on the walls, you know, stolen things out of the house, and threatened to hang people. That's what they did?
No,
they beat
Amber Heard.
they beat cops with flagpoles, right? That you know.
Well, and some maced them and tased them, and
okay. But this happened at these protests outside of the justices' homes.
Not that I am aware of from any of the reporting of the weekend census.
And that's my takeaway as well. So, what the hell's Marge talking about? It's not
even. The mood
of
the crowd
close.
Was positive. Infestive.
Right. Now, we've seen this before. Once upon a time, here in the state of Wisconsin, protesters went to the wanker's house, right? Back when he still had a residence in Wauwatosa. Well, they went and they did sort of a vigil outside the man's home. And he got great political mileage out of that. You know, these protesters, they've gone too far. So let me ask you, little buddy, is this going too far? And I understand the outrage over the prospect of Roe v. Wade being overturned. But when protesters go to personal residences, and I got to assume these are in gated communities. It's not like Kavanaugh's walking around mowing the lawn on the weekends and the protesters are marching out beside him. I suspect there's, you know, a little distance there. But is this an appropriate action? Or
well,
does
if there
this
was distance
undermine
or not distance,
the cause?
I think I've evolved on this position. I'm at the point now, hell yes, absolutely. I have the right to express my free speech, my right to protest. If I'm on a public, if I'm not like in their yard, if I'm not breaking their windows.
On the sidewalk.
Yeah, right. If I'm not in a public space, you're
damn right. I disagree. I don't like that.
Absolutely.
Somebody, has anybody ever been to your house to protest you?
No.
Well, you're not doing it right. Let me tell you.
Apparently not.
Somebody
if they want to, they have the right to do so. I may disagree with what they have to say. I might even go out on my stoop and yell back at them. I don't know, but I defer to our basic right of speech and protest. And if you are a politician, if you are a lawmaker, if you are a judge, if you are involved in making decisions that impact society, and perhaps society won't like those decisions, I don't think you get a pass because you ran and home is safe. I mean, it might be safe. People aren't coming in your door. But if you open up your door and you hear that and people are raging at your decision-making, I think that's the minimum price you should pay for making, presumably, terrible, bad decisions. Otherwise, they'd be out there cheering for you. If they were out there cheering for you, would you want people to cheer for you, Crudy? Are you okay with that? You want a group of people on the same sidewalk with just a different sentiment, making noise, you know, don't have a permit, but they're there, yay, Crudy, instead of F you, Crudy. What's the difference?
Well, May 17th at the Jade Monkey, you can come and say, yay, Crudy, and party with me. It's going to be the first rager of the summer.
Why you be the man is sticking it to the people, man? Why are you doing that?
Well, let me extend this thought just a moment longer. If you think Dom is absolutely wrong like I do, dial 844-967-2789. Here's why you're wrong. I've been protested, man. Nothing worse than being protested at your place of business, in my case. I can't even imagine what my reaction would have been if they'd have been on the sidewalk out in front of my house, dude.
Well,
but
I'd
have lost
the point?
My freaking mind.
And were they violating your rights in any way, shape, or form?
Maybe not legally, but they were definitely wrecking my afternoon.
Well, you know what? Then you don't get to be, don't be a snowflake, man. You know, you don't get to be in a good mood and people don't get to piss you off because of perhaps things that you have done that they take umbrage with. They have the same right to take umbrage and communicate that to you in a legal fashion without, and if you don't like it, you know, here's the deal. Too bad.
I felt like it was undue umbrage. And it was really just a one-man protest. It was one guy out on the sidewalk out in front of my old shop in Middleton. And one guy marching with a sign. Like, it didn't have my name on it, but it had my company name on it. Crooney's Company Screws Consumer, something like that. And it was funny, though, because it was an extremely warm day. And I understand we're going to have 90s this week. But think of the rarity in Wisconsin when you get like a 90-plus degree day. And this guy's out there sweating like a pig, just, you know, and it was near the first of the month, and I was a fiduciary. I used to collect people's money on the first of the month, so people had to come in, and I got this one-man wrecking crew out there protesting me. And he made it till, like, 4 o'clock, and I think he got sunburned and went home. And I was thinking, good riddance. I did call the cops on the guy, you know,
and
called 5-0, try to get him swatted and all that kind of stuff.
And nothing, right? Because he had a legal right to be there. And then was he, you know, disparaging you? Was he lying about you? Was there some slander?
I felt like there was
involved?
some professional libelous statements
on,
being made.
No one wants to have a bad Yelp review, okay? I mean, I got that. But besides that, we're talking about elected officials, appointed officials, right? We're talking about people engaged in one of the three branches of government. And do you think there should be, you know, it's like playing tag, but, you know, the doorknob is safe. So if you get there, that's a safe spot. You can't go there. You know, I used to think maybe perhaps, but, you know, we live in a society with lots of different opinions and lots of people. And if you make decisions that impact people that they don't like, you know, I don't think that you get to tell them that they can protest, you know, a block away from your house. If they got a sidewalk walking by the front of your house, I think they should have the right if they choose to do so. It may not be my tact, but I support their right to do so. And I can't think of any reason why they should not be allowed
privacy.
To do so.
Privacy.
Privacy?
Yes.
Is there a right to privacy? I'm not clear because what I'm understanding from this new release is that there is essentially no right to privacy. But that aside, is it privacy? If someone walks by the sidewalk in the front of your house and they look in because it's, you know, it's that dust time and people go for walks and there's a light on, they happen to glance in. Is that invading your privacy? How is it invading the right to privacy protesting outside someone's home? And you still haven't articulated for me the difference between a protest outside of the home and exaltation outside of the home. Yay, Crudy, we love you. You'd be all about that.
Well, you don't let me talk. You keep talking and, you know, when it's my turn, I'll say
it's your turn. Please.
And
find me.
And unlike your selfish ass, I don't forget the audience. 844-967-2789. I don't believe, even in the case of public figures, even in the case of Scott Walker, who I despised as a governor, I don't think it's right to go to their home to protest them.
Why?
Now, I would draw a distinction. Although I didn't like being protested at my office, you know, my identity is wrapped into my corporate identity. But I can tell you, it is completely fine and kosher with Crudy if you go to somebody's office, some politician, some public figure, and you protest outside their office. That's where they are in their public space.
How do you make the distinction? Why the distinction?
Public space, private space.
Well, they're not in your home. They're outside in the park.
Okay, I'm just telling you, man, I disagree with the principle because I want to see public servants out there running for office. And I might disagree or accept judicial appointments. And I can tell you, I would not do that. If that becomes the happenstance, the commonality, is that every time someone does something we don't like, we show up at their house and we protest them. How do you expect to get anyone to run for
anything? So your concern is that there it might
the what? Greater privacy of the public figure. I think you have the right at your home to not be protested because you got family. I mean, you're protesting their family. You're protesting their dogs, so maybe, their kids.
But okay,
my dogs would be going nuts, man. They'd be barking the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, that would suck for you. And Barkley would go all over it, and people would be outside your home reminding you
Barkley
of
out.
What a POS you might be for trying to take away people's rights. And you,
but what if I am completely on the right side of history and my own justification? Because you know, I'm not trying to take away people's rights, but you know, I own a little radio station. I say if you. Inopportune things on the radio every now and again.
Every once in a while.
And a few people might take, you know, issue with what Crudy says. So are they justified showing up at my house because I'm a public figure? You can find
my address.
They
might not be justified to do so, but they have the right to do so. It's a public sidewalk. It is a public street. What do you want? You're going to put up some tall permanent fencing so they can't, you know, they're not, if they're not invading your space, it's public space, man. Period. Hey,
if I get a mow on both sides of that sidewalk pretty much becomes my space. I'm claiming that sidewalk. I'm just telling you, I don't believe that we should go after public figures in their private space.
I don't think we should chase them into restaurants. I think there's a time and a place. I think perhaps some of that your concern might alleviate some jackasses running for office if they're concerned.
Yeah,
that, oh my god, maybe
always
if
thinks...
I do something totally stupid, I might pay some personal price for this on people walking down the sidewalk or throwing tomatoes at me in the grocery store.
But that door swings both ways.
Sure it does, and I'm okay with reciprocity on it. I'm okay, go for it, man, knock yourself out.
Yeah, but do you want them standing outside Tony Evers' house? And I don't mean the governor's mansion, but Tony Evers, you know, the human being with the wife.
If they
and
have
grandkids.
A beef about it, I mean, yeah, sure, why
Let's
not?
Let's say mask mandates. He's following the science. He's putting mask mandates in place.
I can
Should
say
the guy
it three
be
or four
picking
more
it
times.
At his
yes,
house?
Yes, there is there
you're
is
wrong.
No
three or four times.
There is no exception. Oh, because that's his home, you can't. So what's your limitation then? Is it if it's not the sidewalk in front of their home? Is it the street? Maybe it's the sidewalk across the street.
Maybe it's two blocks down. We should go
at
to a
point?
Public figure's house.
Where? How close can you get then, Mike?
Go to their office, man. Go pick at their office. 844. Nine, just not my office. 844. Yeah. I'm accepting myself from, you know, your yeah.
Everybody
protest.
Does, man. But here's the thing. I accept it as well. I'm not saying anything that I would not, although I may disagree with the religious fanatics showing up outside my house and saying whatever they got to say. They have the right to do so. And so long as they're not on my property or threatening me or, you know, breaking stuff, knock yourself out. I actually appreciate the effort, people.
You know, I'm going to put up your address on the Facebook page.
That's fine.
A, find out how many followers we got, but B, find out how many of them don't like you. 844-967-2789. How could that be? You're so personable.
And sexy. Don't forget sexy.
T-Bone. How you doing,
hey, T-Bone?
Hey, what's up, T-Bone?
Hey, how you doing? You can
Good.
Just call me PT, though. Anyways.
T-Bone!
How many monikers do you get, Paul?
Well, I got T-Bone from you, Cruz. You know. Anyway.
Well, I'm going to start calling you Coco from here forward.
Don't do that, please. So this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, even though it does.
What an opportune time to call and insert an opinion. No, go ahead. Do it, man. We came this far. Blow the whole chain of thought.
So you got to have that McGrath candidate on again. I mean, Crute, talk about a voice. Did you notice a voice in that candidate?
I liked her a lot. I like her public service record as both a CIA officer and as a military officer. But I thought she had smart things to say. She's clearly informed. And, you know, she's got good political chops as well. Nepotism and all that kind of stuff, T-Bone.
But that's not why I want you to have her on again. It's her voice. It's her really sultry, sexy voice. The way she said, well, thanks for having me on. You know, the way she talked.
And... oh, dude.
T-Bone, you completely lost me. What, you're judging the guest by the sexiness of their voice quality? The only judging you do around here is by the sexiness of the host quality. Come back. More Devils.
I can take on 100,000 protesters, I can do the same across the world.
No, you don't.
Are you with me?
No, they didn't.
Now go home and get your f***ing shine box.